Macmillan Audio presents Bitter Trail by Elmer Kelton. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. The horse tracks appeared suddenly out of the chaparral, milled in brief disorder, then struck northward up the crooked wagon trail that snaked its dusty way through the mesquite and catclaw and prickly pear. Coming upon the tracks, Frio Wheeler reined his horse to a quick stop. His hand dropped instinctively toward the stock of the saddle gun beneath his leg. He peered through narrowed eyes at the trail, which disappeared into the rippling late-summer heat waves and hostile brush. He took off his flat-brimmed black hat to wipe dust-thickened perspiration onto his sleeve and turned to the Mexican who rode beside him.
"What do you make of it, Blas?"
Sombreroed Blas Talamantes turned in his big-horned Mexico saddle to look at the tracks as they led out of the mesquite. Sweat-soaked, his homemade cotton shirt clung to his back.
12, maybe 15 horses."
Frio Wheeler stepped from the saddle and squatted on the ground for a close look. He fingered the tracks. Not very old, an hour or two maybe. Made since daylight, at least.
"A few years ago, I'd have said Indians."
Blas Talamantes shook his head and pointed.
"A piece of cigar, Frio, over there. Vaqueros, maybe."
"Maybe cowboys. More likely renegades from across the Rio."
Wheeler swung back onto his horse, took a grim look across the drought-stricken country, and brought the saddle gun up into his lap.
"Best listen hard, Blas, and keep our eyes peeled."